a young gentleman that did a pretty good job last week filling in. Well, I was allowed to have 2 days' holiday, only allowed to have two, and he normally produces for us during the rest of the week, Rob Crosby. You were here last Thursday and Friday. Thank you for that.
You're too kind, Mark.
Now, you've seen what I do now. It's pretty simple. So if I can do it, you pretty much know that you
will. Well, I mean, if you can do it and I can do it, I mean, I'm sure most of our listeners would be able to be in the same boat.
Anybody can do it. And most importantly, my key still worked on Monday morning when I came back in. So anything above that is a bonus.
We haven't got rid of you yet.
Speaking of which, a big bonus for you this week as we preview round 24, the 2NURFM tipping comp. You've been behind me for the entire season until this week.
As I've been saying since the very first segment back all the way in March, I'm playing the long-term game. And wouldn't you know that in round 24, coming up, and now he's got you.
So where are you sitting at the moment?
296.
What am I?
333.
At least I'm in front of Todd Sargeant. I think he's a couple of places behind me.
453, so sure, a couple.
A couple, just a couple. And look, if you haven't got your tips in, maybe Rob's got the answer for you this week. Eels have got the Titans.
I'm expecting a big bounce back from Parramatta this week. They were very poor against Newcastle. Great performance by the Knights. And just for the Gold Coast, it's been a very casual week. Not much has been happening, of course. Complete opposite of that. Jarrod Hayne and the coach have a lot of tension going on, but Hayne's not going to play tonight, but I think it's very much a case of Parramatta by how far.
And we've got the Rabbits and the Warriors.
Well, I think the Rabbitohs are coming into a little bit of some nice form at the moment, two straight wins, and they're playing with a lot of patience, which is something they've lacked through most of the season. And the Warriors been very poor this season and expecting South to make it three in a row.
Brisbane Broncos have got the Dragons. It's a bit touch and go for the Dragons, isn't it?
It's a really, really important game for the Dragons. That with three games left and they're just sitting just outside the top eight, they have got to beat Brisbane if they're going to stay in contention. I think Brisbane will just be too strong because they're in the last couple of weeks, they're really finding some form leading into the right end of the season.
Speaking of contention, the Storm can secure minor premiership this week as they make their way to Newcastle. Can the Knights do it?
Yeah. Absolutely they can. They've won their past three. And Newcastle, the last couple of, barring their when they played Melbourne earlier this year, their last couple of appearances against Melbourne, they've been really, really strong. So I'm expecting a massive crowd to get out to McDonald Jones Stadium on Saturday. And I think, why can't the Knights beat Melbourne? Why not?
They've beat the other last three teams. Well, let's make it four in a row. The Roosters have got the Tigers.
I think the Roosters are going to be a bit too strong in this one. They've got a few players coming back. Tigers had a great win against Manly last Sunday, but I think there's a big step up in quality between Manly and the Roosters for the Tigers.
North Queensland Cowboys, they've got the Sharks this weekend.
Cowboys have just been absolutely decimated by injuries post-Origin. Thurston's out, Scott's out. So many injuries. Sharks been in a bit of a slump as well, but I think that the class of the Sharks players, with a lot of their grand final players coming back, plus James Maloney, their most influential player, he's set to play his 200th first grade game. I think the Sharks just be a bit too strong.
And with a couple to go, you've penciled in this next game as the match of the round.
Well, it's absolutely massive because Canberra, they've had a couple of nice wins lately. They're staying in the fight slightly, but if they lose to Penrith on the weekend, their season's over. And for Penrith, if they win, they've got a chance that they could move into the top four potentially. So it's a lot going on at the moment. I think that Penrith might just be a little bit too strong, but I'm expecting a really tight game, so it should be a fantastic Sunday afternoon.
And finally, have my Bulldogs got a chance against Manly?
Not a hope in hell.
Okay.
Not a hope. Manly, they'll get a bounce back, and Bulldogs, I just... What do you say?
Well, we started off with a bit of promise. It just didn't last. That's round 24 of NRL action this week. 2NURFM.com is where you can put your... we find all the information, get the app and get your tips in for this week. Thanks, Rob. We'll talk to you next week.
Same to you.